they mistreated him wrong. And we so informed Mr. Fudge. We didn't go into our service manual. We didn't think it was necessary. We were dealing with him as a business. We told him what we expected and that we thought that our requests were reasonable. And he agreed with us. I might add on a personal note that I was at the last assembly ready to go somewhere else, but I was cold and hungry and I was tired of this place. I was one of the last ones on the committee to be agreeable to this, but we did do some very hard-nosed negotiating, and we're going to do some more. The thing isn't settled. Now, you have entrusted us as your servant to be your spokesperson, and we're going to do that. And we're going to have a good assembly, but at the present time, my feeling is that we need to be in a central location. This is one of the reasons that we looked at Pine Mountain and looked at other alternatives. And we will continue to do that. We explored the possibility of going to North Georgia, rotating around and looking into it. We decided that it would present more problems than it would serve. Now, we don't want to throw out the cat with the baby with the water. This one. The bad ones. So we're not going to do anything that would hurt our assembly. Thank you very much. Push.
Birds were worrying, and I'm still an alcoholic. I didn't want to get up there. I kept sitting there biting my tongue. But like the gentleman said over there a while ago, first of all, the motion that was made and seconded still would take a year to do it. All in the world that motion says is not meet in the central section of Georgia. It would still take a year to do it. Now, in giving some serious thought to that and changing that from the central section of Georgia, it seems to me in my thinking that we're opening a can of worms, as the gentleman mentioned just a moment ago. Let's suppose that, forgetting time elements or anything else, that we move to Albany. And then a couple of assembly meetings later, some guy will get up from Gainesville, Georgia, and say, well, hell, we just entitled to have it in Gainesville, Georgia, as we are in Albany. And he'd be right, John says. And some guy says, well, we ought to have it in Atlanta. I'll tell you right now, I'm from Atlanta, and God forbid that this assembly ever go to Atlanta. When we started this assembly, as Lillian said, with $37 and a quarter, and the assembly was formed, some of the greatest doubts in the minds of the people from other sections of Georgia, with me being elected delegate and me being from Atlanta, that Atlanta was going to run the Georgia State Assembly. And the committee members that were elected and some other people that were not committee members came to our pre-assembly meeting for the prime purpose of listening to Virgil Warren. And they came to me after that meeting was over and told me we were satisfied now that what we're here for was that we were afraid that if we voted for this assembly and created assembly, that Atlanta would run it. Well, I can assure you that Atlanta has not run this assembly. And I think all of you know it. But what happens when you take an assembly out of the central area of Georgia? And I'm just using these words because they have been brought up. We can say podunk or chitlin switch or whatever you want to call it. If you move this assembly to another section of Georgia, you're going to be predominantly operated by the people that are nearest to that assembly point. If you move it to Albany, Georgia, you're going to have less people coming from northeast Georgia. You're going to have less people coming from northwest Georgia. You're going to have less people coming from even east Georgia and Atlanta. You're going to be populated basically from the people that are nearest the area you're going to. And then where are those people from North Georgia, North, East, West, Central, and so forth, Georgia going to be? They're going to be outvoted at your meetings. That was the prime purpose when the former GSRs of the Georgia State Assembly wrote this on page 11 and said that our assembly should be held in the centralmost portion of Georgia so that we would have less travel time coming to this assembly. That's why it's here. I agree with you. I'm not in love with the Hilton Hotel. I came to Joe and I came to John when I checked in here. I stood in that damn line 40 minutes out there to check in this morning. But yesterday morning, I mean, but I had my house remodeled about 3 years ago. Man told me that when I signed the contract on remodeling my house, that he'd have me back in it and everything would be lovely in 30 days. 4 months later, I was still living up in my sister-in-law's house. I was sleeping on a couch, and my wife was sleeping on a day bed up in one of the bedrooms while these guys was working on it. And I've been through it, but I understand their problem. I understand what it's all about. And my feeling is that if we do anything at this point, and we're going to open up a can of worms. My suggestion to this assembly is, and didn't Mr. the man tell you that next September he'd have it?
He wants it.
No, I don't mean that. I mean the hotel will be ready.
Yes.
Finished. Yeah. My suggestion is that we postpone any, at least postpone any action on this changing of this until next September, when we're going to have to come back here anyhow. Till next September and see if these people did what they say they're going to do. And then I'm going to be right along with you. If they don't do what they say they're going to do by next September, I say let's start looking. Thank you.
I'd like to say something.
Yes, Lisa.
My name is still Lisa Kent. I'm a drug addict and alcoholic, and I have stock in Red Wigglers. I know that change is just terrifying. I know that. I'm a reporter, and I go to county commission meetings, and every time they want to change where a parking space is, it gets opposition. The way I heard that motion was not that it would not be in Central Georgia, but just that it opened it up so that it could be allowed to be anywhere in the state. And that gets you off that barrel that Tommy from Savannah spoke about. They know they've got a silver barrel. It takes a year. Well, if they don't, they could probably, well, we know it. We don't have any power to negotiate with them. It takes a year for this thing to go through, and there's a reason for that. And Joe spoke about it earlier, due deliberation. This is a motion. It's not a change right here today. It's a motion that you make, that you form committees to study, that you discuss with your groups. It's a year-long process of considering it, but it does open it up so that maybe if things were to get worse, if they were to realize they had a silver barrel and they decided to up the coffee rent again and maybe, you know, charge breakfast tickets or whatever, we would have an option. As I understand it now, in Central Georgia, there's only Pine Mountain besides the Hilton. And that's not too many options, because we know we have to make another change in the book to go to Pine Mountain. We have to go to two nights for an assembly. So I would like for him to go ahead and tell you what his motion was, because it is related to this. And then if you want to put them up to a vote, say we can vote on the first motion, and then we can vote on the second motion if you want to do it like that. But it's the same matter. We need to be discussing it at the same time. And it is a little more specific, but I think it might work. Please hear it.
Yes,
Fred. I'm Fred Ryan, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Fred.
I'm assuming we move to Podunk or Chitlin Switch and get there. What to keep them from thinking we're locked in and move us out and keep moving us out? So I suggest the way you're working this thing is the way we continue and negotiate it to the best of our ability. They got to make a profit too, but I can see moving forever on this other side of it. Thank you.
Yeah, and I need to say this, that, you know, in January, we were at the nadir, which is the bottom point, I guess. We were encouraged to negotiate. We did. We were greatly successful. We didn't get everybody sober in the Macon Hilton, but we made important strides. And I have every confidence from my own personal conversation with the general manager that we can continue to make strides. I really think that, as John said, you do give your state officers a job to do. We think we can do it within the present framework of the guidelines the way they are right now. But we will be prepared in September to come up with a better result, or else, and I think it'll help us in our negotiations. I just think we want the ability that everybody gets in Alcoholics Anonymous, the GSR gets certain responsibilities and he takes care of them. DCM does the same. A delegate has certain responsibilities. Your committee now has this responsibility. I think we're discharging it, and I think we've made some progress, and I think we can make more. And I think then we can talk about this again in September. That's right, my real gut feel about it. Yes. Yes. We don't even.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Trish, and I'm an alcoholic, and I'm from the Gwinnett Group in District 16C.
Hi, Trish.
And in case there's any doubt in anybody's mind, I was elected GSR because I'm not afraid to speak my mind.
Right.
I have been in Georgia for a little over a year now. I have been to area assemblies in Colorado, In that state, they do rotate, and it works. I have heard a lot of talk today about how wonderful the GSRs and the state assemblies are in this state. And in my opinion, this meeting right here is the most important meeting in this entire assembly. The attendance is shameful. I am ashamed. This hall was full yesterday. The spirit of this assembly, I can't see how the location has so damn much to do with it.
Thank you.
If this motion passes, you know, I have a lot of feelings pro and con for the motion. If this motion passes, a year from now, we will all be sitting around and bitching about Macon and talking about moving the assembly to another city. And guess what? 10 years from now, we will be doing the exact same thing. We are so afraid of change. I really can't see that we will move. You know, I like seeing the door open to move. But let's face it, the motion is not to move the assembly. That is not the issue here. The issue is to open the door. Now, whether we walk through that door or not is another matter. Okay? What we need to look at is the spirit of the assembly. You know, why is the attendance so shameful here? I do not believe that moving the location or keeping the location here will up the attendance in this very important business meeting. How many GSRs in how many districts have no idea that this motion is up because they aren't here? Maybe this meeting should have been yesterday. Maybe we all need to go home and chew out the GSRs who are not here, who are not voicing their opinion. The spirit is what makes this assembly great, not the location. Like I said, I've seen locations move, and I've seen it work too. You know, maybe we're putting the importance on the wrong item. Thank you.
What? However, I must say, I think the spirit here is excellent. It's open. We are letting Alcoholics Anonymous work in action. And I think our attendance overall is excellent and not shameful. Everybody has their own opinion.
I don't think, I'm Tom Lane.
Hi, Tom.
I'm a grateful recovering alcoholic secretary treasurer of the Northside Group, Albany, Georgia. The complaint is not the Hilton, it's not Macon. You're empowered to say Central Georgia is in Columbus, it's in Albany, it's anywhere you want to make it. You're not pinned down with it. But the complaint that I hear, in January, they had signs on the road, 29.95, double occupancy. Our people come in here and got charged $45. Now, that's not fair. This has started it. I've slept here without heat. I've slept here without air conditioning. And I've also slept in other motels, and when the conditions don't meet the requirements, you get a free room. I've seen a steak bought for $13 that you couldn't cut with a butcher knife. I've seen the service around this hotel. Frankly, I spent 33 years at sea, and I've been in the best and I've been in the worst. But this is a crock. These people around here seem to think that we are obligated to have every meeting at this hotel. And they've every year it gets worse. Now, I've been hearing this for 5 years. It's about time somebody got up and put up a complaint. Now, with this management deal there with Mr. Fudge or Foo or whatever his name is, you hand it to him that if you've got a dissatisfied AA member, you've got 600. Dissatisfied AA members.
Yeah.
And if you go up and don't find a bed in that room, I don't think you should pay for it. If the shower is not cleaned up, you shouldn't pay for that room either. And if you get a damn steak that you can't cut, you ought to be able to hit that supposedly French-speaking waiter in the head with it. Now, what are we going to do about it? What can we do about these situations? I think that's what the people are complaining about.
I think what we can do is simply this. I think we can get this hotel by this coming September to do a job that most of us, not all of us, because that never works in AA, give us a satisfactory job. I don't think there's any question about it in my own mind. Absolutely.
No.
You ask me a specific question vis-a-vis the hotel and funds and the management.
What are you going to use for muscle?
I'm going to use this meeting. This meeting, number one, and the things such as folks not having enough folks at the front desk, the trouble around the hotel, the lack of real, real good caring and feeling for an assembly that comes here three times a year and occupies 200 bedrooms each time. I think I have a lot of information, along with the delegate and along with the state treasurer, to get this job done. That's what I think.
Well, I feel a little offended when Mrs. Astorbilt rolls in off of 75 and she gets a $29.95 room. We come in and pay $45 for it.
That's an item, too.
Now, if they don't meet advertising, you're empowered to do something about that. Maybe this man don't understand where we're coming from. We got some excellent brains in this group.
I know.
And we got a damn good crowd of troublemakers, too. Even if some of them's knees do shake when they say, I'm born to raise hell.
Right.
But, well, I think what the people want, now I've heard it for 5 years, and I'm tired of it. Now I'm going to tell you personally, if it's not straightened up, I'll stop coming to assemblies.
We don't want that to happen.
Well, then now, you have an alternative. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, Levis?
Levis, and I'm still an alcoholic.
The only thing,
one last thing, and it's probably been said already, but it'll take a 2/3 vote of the GSRs to make this change in the manual. And at the time, if in January, this hotel, the next two assemblies, lives up to what we expect, then I personally will be the first to stand up and make a motion that we continue meeting at the Hilton Hotel. All I'm trying to do is give something to the state of Georgia, Alcoholics Anonymous, a chance if they don't do it. And we can, you know, we're talking about Podunk and this, that, and the other. We can specifically say where we're going and say we'll stay there 2 years. All I want to see has been said an opportunity to open the door, to move and not wait till January, as they said, and wait another year and have to do what we've done in the past, and hopefully that's going to change. And as I say, I promise I'll get up here and make the motion that we stay at the Hilton if I think the majority of the GSR, this is what they want to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Levis. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Maxine Harrington.
I'm scared
to death. You know, when I had less than 1 year sobriety, helped instruct our GSR to vote for Lillian as our treasurer, our secretary, and to try to keep Warren from taking it to it. I mean, Virgil to take from taking it to Atlanta. You know, keep it and make it. I like saying, any place I go, are you going to Macon in September? Are you going in January? Going to Macon? Everybody knows what I'm talking about, and I love it, and I like coming. I think we have given a committee a job to do. I think they're doing a good job on it. And I think that the problems that we have might be a lot easier to solve than the problems we would get from changing without a lot of consideration of the other places. The motion on the floor, I would like to see it tabled, but then I don't think it's really pertinent to to this coming back in September, and to the three meetings that it takes to make a change. Maybe this should be changed, but I like coming to Macon. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's go back before we get lost and find out where we're at. The motion has been made. And incidentally, I've lived in Atlanta most of the last 30 years, and there are not a lot of boogeymen up there. And I think one of the great things about our AA in Georgia is our unity. We're all together as the delegate. I spent so much time in South Georgia that some of the folks in Tifton and other places said, Phelan, go home to Atlanta. We know you love us. And that's true of other delegates. And we've had many of them from South Georgia. We don't want to fail to recognize that Atlanta is part of Georgia, but so is Tifton and Savannah. Where we are now is that we've had a motion that these meetings, referring to the State Assembly, shall be held in the state of Georgia, period. Now let's see what happens to that motion, so that we all understand where we're at. It's been done for the purpose of changing the guidelines, because instead of central location, it says the state of Georgia. This is the way those changes take place. A change motion, which Levis has made and been seconded, must be made from the floor, followed by a second. That has happened. Two, this motion is to be discussed on the assembly floor, and that's happening. Three, this motion will then be tabled with instructions from the chairman for the GSRs to carry this motion back to their groups for discussion and bring results of that discussion to the next assembly meeting. That's what we can do today. There's not going to be a vote on the motion. If the motion is going to be tabled, or the motion will be withdrawn. That's the issue. Okay. Excuse me. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, Robert Barron, GSR from District 12.
Yeah.
I have no qualms personally with traveling anywhere in the state of Georgia to these assemblies. I came to this assembly last January for the first time that I'd ever been to one. I got a lot out of it. I enjoyed it. And even though it was cold, and even though conditions here at the Hilton was horrible, I personally believe there's been a lot of improvement here since we were here last. There's a lot that needs to be done. I believe that, as it states here in our manual, that it being a central part of the state of Georgia, central part of the state of Georgia, in my opinion, cover an area about 50 miles long and about approximately 75 to 100 miles wide. There's a lot of places in there that you can work with. If we did change it and we did move somewhere else, this is just food for thought. I know for a fact that we had newcomers from District 12 in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous that are trying to work their sobriety, trying to work the program, trying to learn all they can about our fellowship, how to stay sober, and have really got a lot of good information from this assembly. And they really see how the assembly and Alcoholics Anonymous works in the state of Georgia by being at this assembly. I know for a fact that these people came here and they missed meals even to be at this assembly. And the only reason it was possible for them to come here was because it was in the central part of the state of Georgia. If it had been in the southern part of the state of Georgia And they're not GSRs, they're not treasurers, they're newcomers in the program, so to speak, as far as sobriety goes. If it had been in the southern part of the state of Georgia, say Valdosta, they couldn't have made it. If it had been in the northern part of Georgia, they couldn't have made it, the extreme northern part. But being in the central part of the state of Georgia, they could make it, and they were dedicated and willing enough to give up meals and go together, get hotel rooms, and work it out where they could come to this assembly, and they got a lot out of it. I thank God for my sobriety, and I thank God for this fellowship, and I think we have the greatest assembly in any state in this country. And I think that if we can work something out where we can let the Hotel Hilton know that we got a large area that we can, right here in central Georgia, that we can go to, which we have, I think they'll come through and they'll do what is required to do. Thank you, sir.
We've got another matter. I just got a note that there's another meeting here at 4 o'clock, and the crew is outside waiting to set it up. We are running past due, but that's, you know, that's AA, and that's our openness. Yes, Marie.
I'm Marie, and I'm an alcoholic, 15th District. Have we done all we can do on this motion? I'd like to make a motion that we close the assembly then.
I think, would Levis, would you be agreeable to coming back in September with this motion? We don't have enough GSRs. Yeah. I know I can take
it. My name's Art Simpson. I'm the district committee member from Metro Zone F.
Yeah.
I believe if we follow the manual.